The Mishnah Megillah Daf Chav Hei says Bnei Ha'ir Shemachru Chovah Shal Ir Lochim B'Dam of Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaKnesses Lochim Teva, Teva Lochim Mitbachos, Mitbachos Lochim Svarim, Svarim Lochim Torah. So there's in the Mishnah there's a hierarchy based on Kedusha, being the highest Kedusha being the Sefer Torah, and that's in ascending order from the Chovah Shal Ir. And based on that hierarchy in the Kedusha, you can only use the money if you sell one of them for something of a greater Kedusha. And Rashi says that the reason is because of Ma'alan B'Kodesh for Loma Vidim. So we see that the Kedusha of the Teva, named the Oven, HaKodesh, is greater than, is the high point in the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. So what is the Kedusha of the Oven HaKodesh? Because the Sefer Torah, which is covered in a mantle and so on, should, the mantle is Tashmi Shekdusha, and the Aron HaKodesh, where it's being held, should be Tashmish to Tashmish, and therefore have no Kedusha. In fact, the Kovan Usano points this out. So why is it that Teva has this Kedusha? So the answer is that we know that a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at, and it's Nitvas with the Kedusha of Ma'en Kedushas Mikdash. And therefore, when they sell the Sefer Torah, it's also to buy other Svarim, because the Sefer Torah of Beis HaKnesses has the highest Kedusha in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, independent of the Kedusha of Kedushah HaKodesh that it has. So it also is the peak in the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, even though if a person owns a Sefer Torah, a Yochid, and he's mutter to sell it, he's let it sell, for example, Lil Mal Torah, Lisa Isha, so that money doesn't become Osir. But that's not the case of the Sefer Torah of a Beis HaKnesses, and that's a function of the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, that's Chal on the Sefer Torah. And similarly, the Kedusha of the Oven is because the Oven, the Oven HaKodesh, plays a special role in Beis HaKnesses. And Rav said the Beis HaKnesses that doesn't have a Sefer Torah and an Oven, it's chaser, it's felt in the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. And if you look in the Ram says in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph, he says, "Ubonim bo hechel u'shemenichem bo sefer Torah, ubonim hechel ze bevuach shemispalim kenegdo, but also ha'ir kidei sheyu pneim el mul ha'hechel kishiyamdu l'tfila." So you see that the Aron HaKodesh, the Teva, which has a sefer Torah, is part of the Tzuas Beis HaKnesses. And it seems that just like the Beis HaMikdash had an Oren with a Luchos were, so also that's an essential ingredient in the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMikdash. And even though in Bayis Sheni there was no Bayis Sheni there was no luchos in the oven, because the oven was nignas by Yoshio, but it was nignas the Ram someplace in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash when it was built in order to contain a special place to hide the luchos and the oven, as the Ram says in Perek Dalet from Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Ram says ube'eish shebona Shlomo as a bayit for Yodesh Yisof Lichavav, Bada Bo Mokum Lignos Bo Ha'oven, Lamata Be Matmonius Amukos V'Akolos V'Yoshiyo HaMelech Tziva V'Gonzu Bo Mokum Shibona Shlomo. So that's part of the Etzem Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, that it should have a place for the oven. And the Mishnah says in Megillah, Mitbachos lochim svarim, svarim lochim Torah, and Rashi says Nevim uksuvim. So you see that Rashi compares Nevim uksuvim in terms of their kedusha. And lechora, Nevim should have a higher kedusha than ksuvim. But according to what we've explained, since in terms of Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, then Kisvei HaKodesh, it could be that Nevim have a greater kedusha than ksuvim. But Hilchas Beis HaKnesses in Mitzvosim is to read the Haftoros, and also to read Megillus and other ksuvim, or according to Rabbi Nataman, the Mincha Shabbos they read ksuvim. So that's part of the kedusha, both them in terms of the kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And if you look in the Rambam says in Perek Yud from Hilchas Sefer Torah Loch Yud, Mitzvah liyachi l'sefer Torah makom ulachavdo lahadro yosu midai dvarim shibaluchos hadbris hain shibachol sefer v'sefer. So the Rambam holds there's a special loch. It seems to me to be a deraisa that there has to be a place where you put the sefer Torah, which is learnt from the luchos that were put in the oven. And therefore, the kedusha of the Oren HaKodesh in the shul, the teva, isn't only a derivative of a place of tashmish or tashmish, but it's because there's a tziruv between the kedusha sefer Torah and the oren, and the oren is miyuchad, and the oren specifically for sefer Torah, which we learn from the Oren HaKodesh in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Agav, in what I said, that Nevi'im has a greater kedusha than Ksuvim, Reb Chaim held that said that Nevi'im and Ksuvim, from that Rashi, they actually have the same kedusha. And the proof to that is because you see that there's a one parsha in Tilim, which is the same that we find in Nevi'im. In Sefer Shmuel, so you see, it's not. So if the difference in Nevi'im and Ksuvim is that Nevi'im are said at a higher level of prophecy of Nevuah, as opposed to Ksuvim that are just Ruach HaKodesh, and that's why there's the Nevi'im have a high kedusha, that would be difficult to explain in terms of the Sparsha. Reb Chaim said the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not the level of the Nevu'im, but rather that Nevi'im was Nitin Lehi Omer. It was meant to be said initially that the Navi says his Nevu'ah to the Am or to others, as opposed to Ksuvim, that it was Nitin Lehi Kosev initially. But the Etzem Kedusha, they're equivalent.